It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Friday. 888-900-9966. The number is stevegruber.com. At Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. We will talk in hour three to Doug O'Brien from Health and Human Services, State Representative Eric Lighthizer, and Steve Doolin, all coming up in hour three of the Steve Gruber Show, a jam-packed hour. We'll also play you at the top of the next hour candidates' responses last night to questions about your guns and the Second Amendment. We'll hear from the Democratic candidates on that issue coming up after the top of the hour. I did want to play a few cuts here from last night's Democratic debate. If you did not watch from 9 to 11 on NBC and MSNBC, give you a flavor of what you missed. I think you kind of have an overview of how quickly the candidates are running to outflank themselves to the left of their party. We haven't heard from Bernie Sanders. maybe you're saying, thank goodness. But again, I think he was just outshined last night on the stage. One cut from Bernie Sanders, this would be Sanders 1, Alex, talking about the Supreme Court in the wake of the decisions yesterday on redistricting and some candidates' ideas to begin court packing if they win the presidency. This is Bernie Sanders last night on the Supreme Court. Sanders 1.
Well, my plan is somebody who believes for a start that a woman's right to control her own body is a constitutional right, that government and politicians should not infringe on that right. We will do everything we can to defend our Roe versus Wade. Second of all, let me make a promise here. You ask about litmus test. My litmus test is I will never nominate any justice to the Supreme Court unless that justice is 100% clear he or she will defend Roe v. Wade. Third of all, I do not believe in packing the court. We got a terrible 5-4 majority conservative court right now. But I do believe that constitutionally we have the power to rotate judges to other courts. And that brings in new blood into the Supreme Court and a majority, I hope, that will understand that a woman has the right to control her own body and that corporations cannot run the
Senator,
United
I'm
States of America.
There's Bernie Sanders. Every now and then there's a moment of clarity. I at least give Bernie credit for this. He is one of the few candidates on the stage who is against the court packing on the court. Pete Buttigieg has been right out front with a court packing scheme. I think Kamala Harris, but don't quote me on that. That's just a bad, bad idea. Bernie Sanders talking about another idea, which is gaining traction, which is rotating judges through the courts. You appoint them to the Supreme Court, but then you rotate them through some of the appeals courts and replace them. That's another really odd sort of proposal being put forward by those on the left. Let's see. Priorities. This is the priorities cut, Alex. Asked again, one or two words, what your first priority would be as president. Listen to how many things mentioned here would likely be unconstitutional. And then we close with Joe Biden's answer and see if you can note what the problem with Joe Biden's answer is. This is the question last night in Florida to the Democratic candidates. What's your first priority as president?
A minute, but before we go, I'm going to go down the line here and I'm asking you, please, for one or two words only. All right, please.
Really?
President Obama in his first year wanted to address both health care and climate. And he could only get one signature issue accomplished. It was obviously health care. He didn't get to do climate change. You may only get one shot, and your first issue that you're going to push, you get one shot that it may be the only thing you get passed. What is that first issue for your presidency? Eric Swalwell, you're first.
For Parkland, for Orlando, for every community affected by gun violence, ending gun violence.
Senator Bennett.
Ending gun violence?
Climate change and the lack of economic mobility Bernie talks about.
Senator Gillibrand.
Passing a family bill of rights that includes a national paid leave plan, universal pre-K, affordable daycare, and making sure that women and families can thrive in the workplace no matter who they are.
Passing a middle class and working families tax cut,
that's one.
DACA, guns.
Okay. I'm giving you credit for the first thing you said, the tax cut. I got you. Senator Sanders, first thing.
The premise that there's only one or two issues out there. This
I'm not saying there's one or two.
Enormous crises.
Senator
we
Sanders.
Need a political revolution. People have got to stand up and take on the special interest. We can transform this country.
Fine. Vice President Biden, your first issue, Mr. Vice President.
I think you're so underestimating what Barack Obama did. He's the first man to bring together the entire world, 196 nations, to commit to deal with climate change immediately. So I don't buy that. But the first thing I would do is make sure that we defeat Donald Trump.
Okay.
Period.
Mayor Buttigieg, your first prize.
Of course, if Joe Biden is president, he will already have defeated Donald Trump. It's hard to have that as your first priority as president. Some of the other ones were funny. Eric Swalwell ending gun violence. Maybe he's got a. I know he's got a plan. He wants to buy. He wants to actually ban, you know, guns and buy them back. And then the first part of Joe Biden's answer about President Obama bringing together countries and the to fight climate change. Did you see the story? I don't have it in front of me. A couple of weeks ago, it mentioned that all these countries that signed on to the Paris Agreement, the Paris Accord, aren't living up to their commitments. They're actually not doing what has been asked of them via the Paris Accord. And, of course, the U.S. has pulled out, thankfully, under President Trump. But these other countries that have joined in, they apparently aren't holding up their end of the bargain, which is one of the concerns going into something like this. That others who are signing up, and there's no, you know, what's the enforcement mechanism here? You're not doing what you said you'd do when we got together in Paris. We're going to scold you at a debate, make you feel bad. Steve Gruber Show, Scott Bertram in for Steve. We'll be back to wrap up hour two and drive right into hour three here on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.